A commitment was issued early in a long development of a residential property, about 40 acres, to be cut up into lots and blocks. The developer had pre-sold all of the lots, had lot takedowns in place. All he had to do was get his loan closed, build the lots, and then would start pre-selling them on lot takedown contracts. The commitment that was issued missed an old restrictive covenant that would change dramatically the type of development that was contemplated. It did contemplate lots and blocks. It did contemplate that type of utilization, but not what the developer had spent 7 months putting together with drawings, meetings with the city, plat plans, contractor meetings, and so forth and so on. And when it was discovered, it turned out that the plan for development, which was pre-sold at a nice profit, could not take place. The negotiation between the title company and that developer was that we will work with you and the owner of the property to see whether or not the development can be adjusted and saved. That was done. To make a long story short, that cost $265,000, which the title company paid under the commitment. It's my opinion that if that type of error occurs and you have, in effect, a promissory estoppel and detrimental reliance, and you've cost yourself a bunch of money, that error is covered by the provisions of the commitment. And this outline discusses those provisions and where they are.